Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia says its forces intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen toward one of the kingdom's major international airports on the outskirts of the capital, Riyadh. VOA's Marissa Melton is following the story.
The missile was fired from across Saudi Arabia's southern border by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Several Houthi-owned media outlets reported the rebels had launched the missile, who are at war with the kingdom. The missile was shot down by Saudi air defense forces, with fragments of the missile landing in an uninhabited area north of the capital. Saudi Arabia's Civil Aviation Authority said the missile did not cause any damage to the King Khalid International Airport and that flights were not disrupted. This is the first time that a Houthi missile has come this close to a heavily populated area, and it appears to be the farthest that such a missile has reached inside Saudi Arabia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Saudi Arabia's Gulf Affairs Minister Tamer al-Sabah says he has confirmed information about a plot to kill Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri. Hariri announced his resignation on Saturday after delivering an attack on Iran and Hezbollah for creating discord in the country and across the region. President Trump has arrived in Japan at the start of a nearly two-week Asian trip before arriving in the Philippines later in the week for the East Asia Summit. The 13-day trip will take Mr. Trump to Japan, South Korea, China, and well as Vietnam, his longest journey as president. He'll be attending as well the ASEAN meeting in Vietnam. Mr. Trump's meeting with other Asian leaders will talk about North Korea. This is VOA News. President Trump may be away on a nearly two-week trip to Asia, but back in Washington, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is looking for new details in his probe into possible ties between Mr. Trump's election campaign and the Russians trying to influence last year's vote. The story now from VOA's Peter Heinlein at the White House.
As he left the White House, Trump said he had little memory of a March 2016 meeting where campaign advisor George Papadopoulos talked about arranging contacts with Kremlin-connected Russians. The White House painted Papadopoulos as an insignificant player. Despite these statements, during the campaign, Trump released a photo of himself and Papadopoulos in a meeting that included now Attorney General Jeff Sessions and called Papadopoulos one of his foreign policy advisors. That meeting has become a focus of Special Counsel Mueller's probe, along with the activities of foreign lobbyists such as Paul Manafort, Trump's one-time campaign manager. As Mueller's investigation widens, observers say it is moving closer to Trump's inner circle. Three conservative Republicans in Congress introduced a non-binding resolution Friday demanding Special Counsel Mueller's resignation, calling his work unnecessary. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says it has discovered several cases of fraud committed during the height of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The outbreak killed more than 11,000 people, infected another 29,000, cost more than $6 million during its height when it ravaged the countries of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Former leader of Spain's Catalonia region says he is prepared to cooperate with Belgian authorities following the issuance of a European arrest warrant by Spanish authorities. Carles Puigdemont said the four and four others are being sought on five crimes, they say, including rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement in a Spanish investigation into their roles in pushing for secession for Catalonia. Spain took control of Catalonia and has called for a December election to choose new leadership for the region. Marta Rovira is Secretary General of the Esquerra Republicana Separatist Party.
We cannot go into elections without the main political and social leaders, with an option allowing debate inside a prison, because this causes the same effect as making an electoral program illegal.
Several thousand people have marched in Spain's Basque country to protest the Spanish government's takeover of Catalonia. The Basque region itself in northern Spain has its own separatist movement, one with decades-long history of armed conflict and violence.
That's the latest world news from VOA.